You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Maria's dead bones. Yeah, I was in love, and now I'm in hell with Maria's bones talking to myself.
There was a band called Geese with Bow Down. All right. My name's Chris Earle. It's the Chris Earle Show, here with you until 8 p.m. Let's start the show, shall we? We shall. A little tribute to Elvis and Bowie this first half hour or hour. We'll see. We'll see.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2. One, in.
I always wanted you, so
WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Searle. The show is The Chris Searle Show until 8 p.m. I'm going to give you some Elvis and some Bowie. Both of them celebrated birthdays day before yesterday. Happy, I believe it would have been 91st or 92nd to Elvis. I think I'll find out for you. And Bowie would have been in his 80s, I think, about 80. I will confirm that for you. I'm going to switch over to AUX 3 because it looks like we're having some trouble with AUX 1 here in Studio C. Still here in Studio C here at WMFO in Medford, eagerly awaiting the board to be back in Studio A. But we are making it our own little home here in Studio C for the past few months. And there's always a little couple of quirks when you come in, but we work right through them. Let's start the show, shall we? Happy birthday, David and Elvis. And coming up after that is my brother George Wolfenden. We'll be doing all vinyl from 6 to 8 p.m. from our voluminous vinyl collection. WMFO in Medford. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. To know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door and I'm floating in the most peculiar way. The stars look very different today. For here am I sitting on a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
last 100,000 miles. I'm feeling very still, and I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear, hear? Am I floating on a tin can? Far above the world, planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing
tribute to Major Tom. Happy birthday, David Bowie. Here's Peter Schilling. I'm doing the Foe in Medford.
Oh, J. Roth, when I'm not perfecting entire monologues from the cinema classic Hamburger the Motion Picture, 1986, I'm listening to Chris K. Earle on WMFO, 91.5 FM, Medford, Mass. Chris is so Sigma. He's taken the Hingham airwaves by storm, mush, and cornered the market in prick bars.
Strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
As David Bowie, he would have been, let's see, he was born in 1947, so let's see, it's 26, that's 53 plus 26, he would have been 79 today. 79, he died exactly 10 years ago, today, January 10th, or I'm sorry, tomorrow, January 10th, at age 69. Great artist, one of the best. I wonder how he's going to do. And it's been 10 years now. I don't see a lot of young people listening to Bowie. around the studio, but who knows? You never know what's going to happen. Years ago, it's interesting, like, all of a sudden there's a big surge for, like, Bjork and The Clash, and then all of a sudden things die out, and then somebody hates the Beatles and, you know, discovers the Black Crowes for the first time. So it's a little interesting here, especially when you live a few decades as a DJ here, as I have. I'm in my 50s, so I've seen some good bands come and go. And some of them will come back, and some of them will just stay broken up or be too broken up to do anything, depending on their age and how hard they partied, especially the rock and rollers. And David Bowie was one of those. So he lived to the age of 69, and he is dearly missed here at WMFO and also by me. He's one of my favorites. So I'm going to play half an hour of Bowie, and I'll play a half an hour of the other birthday boy, Elvis. And then my brother George should be in here for 6 p.m., and we're going to be doing the Voluminous Vinyl Collection. So we have some vinyl coming up, not only from myself and George, but apparently he's got some of my mom's old 45s of them that we're going to play on the radio here. So that should be pretty fun. I hope you had a pretty good week. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:26 in the evening, and it's time to go. You should just be blasting the tunes here. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you one of the best ones here from David Bowie, Starman, WMFO in Medford.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh. Laying down some rock and roll, let us all listen. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. Come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get. Starman waiting in the sky.
Happy birthday, David Bowie, WMFO in Medford.
Stay clean tonight. system.
Happy birthday to David Bowie. He would have turned, what did we say, 79? Yeah, he would have turned 79 as of yesterday. January 8th, he was born January 8th, 1947 in London, England. And he's great. I love David Bowie. So usually every year I was doing Elvis every year. And then when Bowie passed, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to share Elvis and Bowie and do a little bit of a show every year for David and for Elvis. We'll get on to Elvis in a couple of minutes. I'm going to give you, I think, two more from Bowie, and then we'll give you about 15, 20 minutes worth of Elvis before George comes in here, and we do our voluminous vinyl collection, including Mother's Records, I guess, from growing up. George has a tin of 45s from my mom, I guess, and we're going to play some of those. So that'll be a lot of fun. And I got quite a few records in here. I got 40 more this week, 40 more curated hits. And I brought in a couple of them today. But for now, I'm going to hold on until next week where I get to go through them a little bit more and listen to them a little more before I play them on the air for you, make sure the records sound pretty good. Here we go with Garbage covering Starman. I've played this a few times a couple of months ago, and it's a pretty good version of this. Happy birthday, David Bowie. It is Garbage with their cover of Starman on vinyl. Here we go.
Children use it.
WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle, and it is David Bowie's birthday today and Elvis's birthday today. Well, their birthdays were yesterday and the day before, respectively. And I'm going to play a couple more from Bowie, including this one from Tin Machine. Don't get to hear Tin Machine too often, and they had some pretty good songs. It was basically David Bowie, and he was a member of the band. He made sure that he said he wasn't anything but the lead singer in the band, and he said that he didn't want to be... known as the leader of Tin Machine, and they did a few shows. I wish I had gone to see him. This was around like 89, I believe, this album came out. And this one is Crack City, which had a pretty good following for a little while. And then they followed up with one more album and a live album, and then they were done. It was a couple of Australian guys and Bowie. And it was interesting, to say the least. And this is a pretty cool song, so let's listen to this one. Crack City, and then I'll leave you with Black Star, I think. I'll leave you with the trilogy, so... Space Oddity, and then Ashes to Ashes, and then Black Star were considered the Major Tom trilogy. So I'll play that for you here. We don't get to hear that one too often because it's a longer 9.5-minute song or so. And then we'll play a little Elvis. How's that sound? That's what we're doing here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Chris Earle Show. Thanks for listening. Here is Crack City by Tin Machine.
A bunch of apples with butter.
So we'll do one more from David Bowie. I'm going to play the third of the trilogy, according to David Bowie. This is the final Major Tom song. He said that Space Oddity was the first and Ashes to Ashes the second, and then Black Star, which was on the final album. And he released this like 2 days before he died. It was pretty haunting. It was pretty cool, though. And it's a good album. It's not phenomenal or great, because there's a couple on there that are kind of hits and misses. And the first few, though, this one and Lazarus are two great Bowie songs. And what he did was he got a bunch of musicians that didn't even that were just working behind the scenes in this place in New York City. And nobody knew what he was doing. And then he dropped this album and then he died. And what a way to go out with just, you guys figure it out on your own. Here's my album and read into it if you want or if you don't want. But the last few videos were just amazing, including this one. So Black Star, David Bowie, and then we're going to get into a little birthday celebration of Elvis, and then George will be on with the vinyl collection from 6 until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening. It's WMFO in Medford. Happy birthday. It's just been a little celebration of life for David Bowie here this first hour.
happened on the day he died. The spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried. I'm a black star, I'm a black star. How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? He trod on sacred ground, he cried loud into the crowd. Take you home.
I'm a black star.
Take your passport and shoes.
I'm a pop star.
And your sedatives move.
I'm a black star.
You're the flash in the pan.
I'm a Marvel star.
I'm the great I am.
I'm a black star.
I'm a black star. Way off my money. Bravely cried.